We are pleased now to be joined in the studio with a couple of folks from the North Platte Public Schools Foundation, and Terry Burchell is with us, and you just so happen to be kind of related to the guy I just talked to, I understand. Huh?
I am, just a little bit. Yeah, we might live in the same house, might be married.
Yeah.
We put up with each other.
Good deal. And also, you brought one of the students that is working with the foundation and help raising money, junior at North Platte High, Molly Jorgensen. Welcome, Molly.
Hello.
I got to figure out which mic you're on. I put them all up here, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got you for sure. But thanks for coming in, and some great things that the foundation does. Just to refresh people's memory,
sure.
Give us an overview of some of the things that the foundation does and the overall purpose. Why is the foundation? What does it exist for?
The main reason we exist is to help students reach their fullest potential. And every student's potential is a little bit different. Some students might need a little extra help just because of their circumstances. So we have some Prepared to Learn funds to help with that.
Uh-huh.
Of course, our seniors with scholarships, and we also help with dual credit scholarships during the junior and senior year. We try to give, I think we gave out over $5,000 this last year in just dual credit scholarships. And then great. We also have homework clubs. So we partnered with Kids Club, and we help students, again, reaching their fullest potential. So they might need a little help with that math or reading. So we have a homework club program as well. And then, of course, we have our Class Act scholarships. And what those are, and they're actually named after a former educator, Gordon Peaks. And what those do is help other educators maybe go on to get their master's, maybe get dual credit certified. So we really help the entire district with what we do, with either extra things or potential budget shortfalls. You know, like our house, our budget only goes so far. And so hopefully we're able to help the district with some of those extra things.
Some of the stuff you do is centered around the arts, right?
Yes.
Fine arts.
Yes.
In particular, and that's kind of what you're going to talk about this morning, along with Molly raising money that way. The district has needed to refurbish a piano, so you created this event called Dancing with the Local Stars.
Yes.
So tell us about how this came about. First of all, was it a brainstorm of the students primarily, or just the students getting together with the other people involved in the foundation? Or
no, this was actually the fifth time we do Dancing with the Stars now every other year.
Okay.
So on odd years. It started in 2016, and it started by actually some administrators who started a scholarship fund for middle school students. And that was Vicki Carlson, Danny McMurtry, and Brett Jonasson, who actually started it.
Okay.
And then they did it for a few years. And then the choreographers, you know, doing it year after year, the choreographers needed just a little bit of a break. And then we had that, you know, silly thing that happened in 2020. And so we picked it back up, and we talked to them about it, and they said, yes, take it and go. So we tried to find a purpose for it. When we did this in 2023, it went for scholarship software so that the students can apply for scholarships online. And this year, it was the 1968 Baldwin, what we're now dubbing the Bulldog Piano.
The Bulldog Piano. And so with this money that you raised from this event is almost all of it's going to go towards the refurbishing of it. It takes quite a bit of money. You wouldn't know that it would take possibly $50,000 to do something like this. But man, if you want to do it good, it does like everything else. I mean, you don't want to just do the minimum. You want to make sure you're going to do it and it's going to last, right?
Right. We had that conversation of, do we need to get a new one or do we refurbish this one? We reached out to an alumni, Mick Johnson in Kearney, and he does that for a living. He also tunes pianos. He's a piano technician. And so we wanted his opinion and his quotes to see what it would cost. And he actually said that piano is so well made. Baldwin pianos are no longer made in the United States. And he said the ivories were still in good condition. And I said, if money were no object, what would you do? And he said, I would refurbish it just because It was just well built. It just needs some TLC. It needs new pads, new strings, all that kind of stuff. So,
of course, you have to get those tuned on a regular basis. I'm sure once or twice a year, probably. I'm guessing.
Yes.
Yeah, because you do concerts and.
Right. Yeah. So with some of the extra funding, obviously a quote is always a quote. So we hope that it comes in at that dollar amount. If not, we have now. Because of the great job that the five dance teams did raising over $9,000, they actually raised more than that with a couple of great donations, more closer to $60,000. But we're able to do more. We're able to kind of set up that plan to make sure that that tuning takes place on a regular basis. And then to build a crate, a special home for it to live, that's temperature controlled for it.
That would be important, yes.
Yes. Yeah. And then possibly even a piano bench, just depending on how that quote comes back to. But it's nice to have that little wiggle room there.
I'd say you got a little wiggle room. You raised $65,000 from this Dancing with the Local Stars. So I imagine and Molly, talk about this, because were you involved in lining up the talent for this?
I helped out for student council. We had to hand out the foam glow sticks, and it was my first time going, so I didn't know what to expect, and I honestly enjoyed it. It was funny. I had some laughs. It was pretty good.
So what were some of the talent displayed the evening that you had this event? Give me an idea of what was it. I mean, it's called Dancing with the Local Stars, so I'm sure dancing was a big part of
right,
it.
Right, yes.
I'm sure there were other things besides just strictly dancing going on.
Yes,
too, so.
There was definitely some clothes that were taken off. There was some
really?
Bikes going crazy.
Really, we got a little burlesque going
yeah,
here. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But not all the clothes.
Just some layers.
We don't want to give people that. We had bad things going on at this talent show. No, it wasn't. Didn't get to that point. But so a wide variety of things. Did you have to coerce anyone to appear, or was it just like just come and have fun and do your thing and show off something what you consider a talent?
They definitely had some choreographers, and they looked like they've been practicing like for at least a few months. I could see. Like, they weren't bad dances, and they weren't just, like, freestyle.
But. Were these, like, I mean, probably a wide variety of different things? Did you have any, like, break dancers or anything like that? Different kind of dancing you normally don't see?
It was all just, I don't really know the differences, but it was fun to see it.
A wide variety, in other words. So you
know. Who was your favorite?
Who was my favorite? Well, which one was the last one?
The last one was Jody Tomanik and Dan O'Neill.
That one went out with a hit. I will admit that. That one was funny.
Got a lot of applause, huh?
Yes.
And then you also had a couple of high school faculty principals.
Yes, Spitansky. He did pretty well.
Okay.
Yeah, and I did like Jeff Caldwell and... Brett Julius, yes.
One of the counselors at the high school.
They did pretty good.
She got a lot of staff involved then, huh?
Yeah.
That's always cool as a student. Yeah. I grew up in Lincoln, went to Lincoln East down there back in the dark ages now. But, when you get a chance to do like that, and the only setting I saw teachers get a little, off base was like pep rallies. And I'm sure you get that too a little bit with some of the staff getting involved or coaches. It's kind of fun to see them out of their, out of the classroom and then you get reminded, oh, they're real people too. They just don't come here and teach, right?
Yep. Yes.
Or be a principal or, do the disciplinary stuff, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of nice to see them in a different setting like that for sure. So you do this every other year. You raised about $65,000. But
yes.
A big chunk of that came from an alumnus.
Correct.
So tell us about that, because we need to spotlight this
person
that attended North Platte.
Team One, who was made up of Rhonda Castillo, Romano Polanco, Talon Hammond, and Crystal Miller, they actually did a great job of doing a lot of fundraising. And Rhonda actually reached out to a classmate and said, hey, would you help support me doing Dancing with the Stars? We're taking donations. We're raising money for this piano. She ended up being a student accompanist when she was at North Platte High. And so that's the cool. Piano was, she played on that piano.
She was very familiar with it. Yeah,
she was. She great. Was. So so we knew she was going to make a donation. We didn't know what. And Angela and I, her maiden name was Nelson, and I started talking, and she decided that her and her husband had the means to be able to pay for the refurbishing of $40,000. That was our goal.
Wow.
And so the remaining $9,000 that was raised just with the dancers, mm-hmm. again, we'll cover those quotes and everything else. The remaining of that funds came from ticket sales. The ticket sales will go to supporting the foundation programs. So, of course, we need a little bit of funding to help
yep.
do events, yep. and then also to help with our scholarships and our Prepared to Learn Fund. And then we also do teacher reach grants in the classroom. And so all of that funding will go back to the foundation.
I think this is a great way to, I mean, it's, I guess you can view it as giving back to the community because, you know, whether you yes. realize it or not, anything invested in our students, they're getting educated, and we want them to be the best prepared, and we want the best, I mean, everybody agrees on that. We want them to have the best educators, the yep. best teaching that they can get, and everything top-notch, and this is just one avenue of kind of supplementing what the school system already does, which is a great job, obviously. They do a great yeah. job of putting students into the workforce that are prepared, you know.
Right.
By what they get in the classroom. But this is something like extra that you can kind of channel into certain areas that, you know, that maybe need a little boost, right?
Correct. Yeah, and especially with, like, our REACH grants, they really, teachers are able to submit. We do that for about 20 weeks of the school year. We just completed that at the end of February. They're able to submit for those extra things to help boost their curriculum, to make it more a little bit more of an experience in the classroom. One of those that Molly's familiar with is the podcast room at the high school.
Oh.
The foundation was able to help sponsor that, again, with going back with businesses coming together. So she's been involved with the podcasts.
Got your own podcast, Molly?
Yes, I've done a few of them.
So what's the topic? I mean, do you got to pick a topic, or you just talk about a wide variety of things?
Well, the name?
Bulldog Productions.
Okay.
And you kind of just, we try to do alumni or just, like, big people around the community and just.
Like, interview them, or?
Yeah. Yeah. And just, like, talk to them.
Oh, okay.
I think some people do, like, some little, like, fun games with them. It kind of depends. And we first get an overview of the person, like, before they come in here, so we can ask them questions about it, or, like, how did they start this, mm-hmm. and...
Cool.
Yeah.
That's great. You get experience on the mic mm-hmm. then, actually, huh?
Yeah, just a little bit.
That's great. And then I'm sure there's people that probably that'll be their only experience with a microphone other than maybe talking, you know, recording something on their phone maybe. But I guess that way you can maybe you can kind of figure out. I know for me, I was scared of mics for a long time, but you just you find out if you want to. If you want to call sports events, you better just get used to it, you know?
Yes.
It's just like your passion for doing, you know, doing that, when yeah. you have a passion for doing it, you overcome your fears, you know? You find a way to do that.
So absolutely, yes.
You just go on, and you just get through it, and it's like, no big deal. It's just something sticking up near my mouth. No big wow. doesn't bother me at all. So anything else you wanted to mention about the foundation before we'll let you get back to your other duties?
No, uh-huh. We just appreciate all the sponsors that helped us make yeah. this happen too. Justin Thompson Agency, and, of course, Quick Stop, and Weathercraft, and all of those wonderful people that... you know, we even had the Goldens that provided all the dancers with a little swag bag, so to speak.
Oh, great.
So I really appreciate the community, and they came together for this event, and we're looking forward to 2027 and I'm looking forward to having Molly in my office as an intern. So.
Oh, that's great. That have you had a few weeks as intern yet, or are you just starting?
This is my second week. Okay. So yeah.
Is she giving you a lot of good stuff to do?
Oh,
keeping
yeah.
Keeping you busy.
Yep, all sorts of stuff. So.
That's good. On top of I'm sure some difficult classes. I'm guessing, huh?
They're not too difficult right now.
Not too difficult?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Yeah,
so.
You're probably on the honor roll, so it's kind of like, yeah, bring it on, challenge me, right?
Right, yeah.
Have you kind of got a career path kind of figured out yet, or are you still kind of choosing some things yet?
Yeah, I would love to go into media marketing.
Media marketing.
Or some sports media.
Okay.
And I love to see how...
Like a PR person or somebody does press releases or...
More like, yeah, sort of
that
speak.
That type of thing?
Yeah. And okay. I just like to see I want to get out there and get some experience and see what the foundation has for just like how they market their program and...
Good.
Yeah.
She's also a soccer player. Sorry to interrupt.
She's a soccer player.
She is.
All right. I'm trying to think. That's a spring sport, isn't it?
Right, yep.
So you're practicing right now, huh?
Just started this season. We have our first doubleheader this weekend on Saturday.
Good.
So.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, congratulations on your recent event, and I'm sure we'll have you in on a regular basis to update. What's the next event coming up? Do you got it scheduled, or...?
We do. The end of July, we do a Bulldog Weekend, and that is our Evening of Excellence, which our theme this year is Disco and Diamonds. That will be on Friday, July 25th, I think, if that's the Friday.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, the 26th, we do the Bulldog Golf Classic out at Lake Maloney Golf Course.
Oh, that sounds fun. I love to golf.
Yeah, you'll have to come join us.
We'll see. Yeah, send us the info on that. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's always a good time. We recognize three distinguished alumni on that Friday night. There's also a lot of reunions that go on that weekend as
good.
Well.
Good. Sounds great. Terry Burchell and Molly Jorgensen have been a guest on Mugs in the Morning talking about great things from the North Platte Public Schools Foundation.